Good.
Why are you trying to say you did something wrong, man? You know.
How about our drummer?
Yay,
man!
Sean C. Drummer. He learned all of the songs in 2 days.
Not bad.
It's amazing.
Sean, you're the man.
It's like he was always with us. Yeah.
Also, Michele, that was amazing. Thank you.
Michele,
the keyboard player.
Cavallari.
That's my favorite song because of the way Michele plays that song.
Well.
Also, Paul, I never heard that bass line before. Honest to God, it was really amazing.
WMFO Medford.
Everybody gets in their zone in that song.
That
was
Erica Mantone on background vocals.
She's what makes me sound good.
We're just having a good time. I just had some of this aloe vera juice. It's got like pulp in it.
Gross. Is that going to give you special powers?
I said pulp. So what are we doing now? Are you stuck? We already got stuck.
I'm stuck in a rut.
How much time do we got left to play? Let's do a good long guitar solo in this one right here, if you don't mind.
That's Gino's theme, long guitar solos.
That's what she said.
Oh, we have some shows coming up, by the way. On April 9th, we'll be at Rax in Kingston, New Hampshire. I know that's kind of a hike.
It's actually not that far away.
It's not that far? Oh,
it's
good.
Like right next to Haverhill. It's really
sweet.
Not that far.
And then so like April 29th, we're going to be at Uncle Eddie's all night long with the Silks.
The Silks.
We are so psyched about that.
Woohoo!
They're hot.
Yeah. They are. I like silky.
Good
silks.
Friends of mine, Mr. Sam Jodry on the drums. Love that man. Anywho, back to the what? All right, what we got? I'm stuck.
Focus.
Sorry, man.
Focus.
Stuck. 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 I'm stuck.
In a
see,
rut?
See?
Wow.
I saw the A video last night. He couldn't stop saying, well, you just do it stuck. Let's go. All right.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, it's fine.
Right, man, I'm ready, brother. I'm ready.
He was born ready.
Thank you.
'Tis all painted all over this. I wish you guys could see this. Gino was jumping around.
No, man,
he was like one of those little machines where the things pop up and you have to slam it down. But we didn't slam it down.
He's like a whack-a-mole?
Yeah, whack-a-mole.
Gino's like
a
whack-a-mole?
Yes.
It's been that kind of day.
You know? Popping up everywhere. We like it.
No, that was fun. I mean, we're just having a good time. That's what it's all about. You know, just trying to have fun and not lose my headphones in the process. Not everyone can be Paul Jefferson with his fancy Beat headphones, you know.
Paul, what are you pointing at?
Oh, he wants us to thank the radio station.
So grateful.
And thanks to Joel. Joel's doing the soundboard. He's like kind of killing
Joel's
it.
Joel's the man.
Feels good over here.
Sounds amazing.
We feel really good about this.
And we're excited to go talk to Joellen in a little bit.
Yes.
Because she's awesome. And not because she's a friend of mine.
Let's play another love song.
Sin. MFO rocks.
Let's be sinful then. Let's do it. Sin. Am I counting this one off, fellas? 1, 2, 3, 4
Sin, 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 sin is my name. I can't win, 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 win at the game. Lie away from all this, you don't have to speak the truth. Just a matter of time, you'll be sure to be all right. things. We have some CDs available. If you contact me on facebook.com/Suzie Hatton Music, you can like the page and see all the pictures and videos from tonight and all of the other times we're out having fun. And
Suzie Hatton.
Yes, H-A-T-T-O-N. S-U-Z-I-E. I am not the former girlfriend of Brett Michaels.
I saw that on the Facebook.
Yes, I know. They asked me if I was Brett Michaels' girlfriend. Although that would be nice. But I think at that time I would have been like 4, so.
So, is this actually our last song?
This is our last song. It's called Collide. It's one of our newer songs. Hope you enjoy.
Collide. Thank you so much to Susie Hatton, coming to you live from Studio D on the Town with Mikey D, WMFO in Medford. We'll be talking with the band shortly. Stick around for that. Next up, by request, some Concussion Ensemble.
Stranger to how she feels. your eyes that when you've just woken up, she'll make you marvel, feel like you time travel, cause she's got it. When she was 7, graduated college by the time she was 11. You had your bar mitzvah before she was even born. It's kind of a turn on that 7 years ago this would have been illegal, and now you like it better than porn. But I know you're gonna ditch it for some random 34-year-old.
And there we have some Power Slut. Well, I think their first CD ever, Breast of Power Slut. And the song was called She's Got It Bad, in case you didn't catch that. Before that, we heard some classic Orangutan with Bigger Chunk, coming off of Dead Sailor Acid Blues, released in 94. And by request, Concussion Ensemble with Bulldozer. Yeah, I love Bulldozer. That's coming off of Stampede, released in 93. We have Susie Hatton and band in the studio.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
Sure. Thanks for playing. That rocked.
That was super fun.
Yeah. And it's a warm little cozy studio that we have.
Very warm. I like it. It's like my yoga studio.
Yeah. It's kind of... I'm sorry. Susie's on, but like... You're not, and I apologize. Oh. Go ahead.
That's okay.
No, you are.
I was just saying that it felt really good in there. It's a good atmosphere, good feeling.
You could feel all the energy from all the previous musicians in there.
Oozing. Yeah. Seeping.
Right.
I'm oozy.
Wonderful. So you guys have shows coming up.
Yes.
I know you mentioned it, but I don't remember anything you said. So
quite a few,
remind all of our fabulous listeners.
Well, if you have Reverb Nation, or if you go to reverbnation.com/Susie Hatton, you can see all the list of shows. But our most local shows coming up are at Rax Bar and Grill in Kingston, New Hampshire on April 9th. And then at Uncle Eddie's on April 29th. We're going to be there all night with the Silks. So that's
and where's Uncle Eddie's?
Fun. It's Salisbury Beach, Massachusetts. So it'll be Salisbury. It's like already summer, I feel.
It's
so
practically summer.
So just bring your bathing suit, and by April 29th, it'll be 90 degrees. I'm pretty sure of it.
May 2nd, right?
Yeah, May 2nd, we're at Midway Cafe, which is in Jamaica Plain. Yeah.
Yay.
Erica is, my backup singer. She's going to be doing her own set that night. So
excellent.
I'm super excited. And Gino's going to be doing a set as well. He sings as well. And we're going to be also performing with a cover band.
I'm not exactly
maybe.
Sure.
Maybe.
That's the name of the band. I'm not exactly sure.
Well, it'd be a great name for a cover band, actually.
It would be excellent.
We'll close the night with some covers, I'm sure, if all
is that a benefit
away.
Show?
It could be.
I'm sorry.
I'm working on that.
Don't listen to me.
Hey, Gina, remember that part where you were talking about being silent? It's like a real good plan.
Everybody, Erica Mantone. How can you miss that voice?
When the event invite comes out, we'll see. It's going to be a benefit.
How long have you guys been playing together?
Yeah, so not that long, actually. Gino and I started writing the songs last year in January, and then we went into the studio a few months later and recorded the first six songs, and then we started gigging in August, actually, so it hasn't even been a year.
That's ridiculous.
And it's pretty amazing, because everybody is so professional and amazing. You know, you get a group of people together that just are very talented, and you get magic, and that's what we have here.
That's awesome. Yeah. Do you all at least live like within proximity to each other, or
no?
Gino and I live fairly close to it. Yeah. We're like he's in Newton, I'm in Brighton, so it's not that far. But everyone else lives
Miguel
far away.
Miguel is in Cambridge.
Miguel lives in Harvard Square. That's not far.
I think Paul's the farthest.
Then we got Taunton, Mass. Where's that? I don't even know.
Taunton.
Well, as long as no one's like coming in from like Connecticut or Maine or something, as long as you're like in Eastern Massachusetts, that's all good enough.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Like we gig in Worcester as well.
Hey, we're
well.
Also going to play in Worcester at Ralph's Diner on the 6th of May with the Silks.
With the Silks, that's
going
to be awesome.
Yeah, they invited us to
yeah.
play with them there.
It's a great room, too.
Yeah,
that's going to be our first time at Ralph's. We're really excited.
I'm sorry.
The drummer said it's a great room. He's very excited. I'll just translate. Don't worry. Yes,
but if you can't remember any of the dates, just go on the Reverb Nation page, Susie Hatton, or my Facebook page, which is Susie Hatton Music. And if you want to be my friend, you can just friend me. Also, I have a personal profile, so...
It's not that personal, I guess.
Not really. No, it's kind of public.
Kind of, sort of. Awesome.
I'm starting to try to Snapchat. It's a little
See,
difficult.
I haven't tried that yet.
I'm just, you know, I'm not very good
I'm
at it.
I'm a little
but
afraid.
It's, you know, the next generation. I know. So we kind of have to.
That's what the kids are doing.
Get with it. Exactly, yeah.
No, they're past that.
I think Snapchat is like so 2 years ago.
What's the new thing? Periscope?
Next?
I don't even know.
Oh, right. Periscope.
You're asking the guy with the funny mustache, man.
Perfect comment for radio. Paula, please capture this moment so we can demonstrate the funny mustache.
Do I look like someone who's socially aware?
Sweaty wife beater.
Would you like be like happy to see me if I was walking by on the street, or were you going to like
cross the street?
Scared.
I gotta shave tonight.
Don't look
right?
him in the eye.
I have no choice. I have to shave tonight.
Yeah. Like it or not.
Yeah. No.
Gino
real.
Is in Draw the Line, which is an Aerosmith tribute. He plays Joe excellent. Perry.
Heading to Florida in the morning. I gotta look like Joe Perry by tomorrow morning.
Okay. Yeah. You got plenty of time.
I have to work out and not eat and fast.
You got the tie and eyes down, at least.
Yeah.
It's transformation time.
Right.
Yeah.
I got to look like Bonnie Raitt tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good thing I just
Bonnie
did my
Raitt.
Hair.
Yeah, I was going to say, your hair is perfect.
And Bonnie I have Raitt to look like Indigo Pat Girls. Benatar tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm doing a tribute show at PA's Lounge tomorrow for Bonnie Raitt and the Indigo Girls.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. Really? I did know that.
Yes, oh, really?
Erica Mantle.
And I told, I knew it and then I forgot it. We missed discussing that at the concert report.
It's weird because I looked.
We can't hear you, Paula.
She's Paula just looked just and it was me. Weird she couldn't find it. I'm just going to translate
Erica.
For everyone.
This just in. What is it? PA's tomorrow
night? Yeah, it's actually through G-Rock Music, which is a friend of mine, Camila Benjamin Fuller, who hosts these local shows, and right now she's doing a tribute series at PA's, and this is our first one. We're really excited about it. So it's a tribute to the Indigo Girls and Bonnie Raitt.
That is great.
And there's a series of different artists, male and female, that are going to be performing tomorrow night.
Great.
We're all playing. We're all out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
What time does it start?
The show starts at 9.
Excellent.
Gotta play. Whether we're playing together or not playing together, we're playing.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
We have so many people in the studio right now.
Yes, like, I have lots of people in my band.
I can't see half of them, but that's okay.
Yeah.
No, it's all good.
McKelly and I are in like five bands together, literally. The keyboard player, McKelly.
What are you doing?
Standing so you can see me.
Oh, that's good.
There's another body in the room.
How are you in five bands with one other person? That seems ridiculous.
We're in a cover band together that we occasionally get together. We do benefit shows, and we're in Susie's band. We're in Gino's original band when Gino does original music.
Right, that's right.
And we're also in Emily Grogan band together.
I don't know if that's four. Yeah.
Make up another one.
And then your own.
I'm actually doing my own. That's actually true.
Ah, Boston. We have a lot of bands.
We're always in a
cover band, a tribute band, and an original band.
Uh-huh.
That's the theme. Benatar tribute. And I have a cover band, Mistreated. We gig down around the Taunton area.
Quan.
Paul is my bass player in that band as well. Yeah, Paul and I are like in all the same bands as well. It's funny.
Well, that makes it easier. Then you don't have to like go find like new players for like every little project.
And there's like no schedule conflicts because he's always with me.
That's also convenient. Yes. Just pack them all in your little sidecar or clown car. Bring them along wherever you're going to go. And then everyone's there. Awesome.
That's right.
Well, thank you guys so much for playing with us.
Thank you.
It was super good. And we'll check you guys out when down at the Midway.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having us. We really enjoy playing.
Sure. And I think I overdid myself, and I don't even have a next song. Wait, yes, I do. I have a next song. I wanted to dedicate this to everybody here today because it's quite warm. And Beware the Dangers of a Ghost Scorpion has a song called Hot as Hell.
Nice. Thank you.
waste some time. We could waste some time.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO. Please come back next Wednesday when we will have even more local rock for you to enjoy. I will leave you now with some Ruby Rose Fox. This is Die Pretty.
say he is a monster.